Good day. I'm Simone Vizzolo, and this is Health on the Hill, a conversation about healthcare policy and politics. With me today is Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News, and there's breaking news on Capitol Hill, Senate passage of healthcare legislation. Mary Agnes, the Senate has passed sweeping health reform legislation. Can you give us a picture of what went on this morning?
It was a very dramatic moment. There was a debate that took place in the Senate chamber about 7 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Eve. It's a very, very rare circumstance for the Senate to be in on Christmas Eve. There were closing speeches given by both Majority Leader Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell, who's the minority leader from Kentucky, and they've pretty much followed the same pattern we've had during the 25 days of Senate debate. Senator Reid said this is a bill about people, not about politics. It will provide relief to people who struggle with their insurance companies, who can't afford health insurance, and it's basically a very good deal for America. Senator McConnell, the Republican leader, talked about how the bill, in his view, does not control costs, will hurt the Medicare program, will make things worse for Americans. And he predicted that as Democrats head home for their holiday break, they're going to get an earful of criticism. Of course, Senator Reid suggested that will be an earful of praise and not criticism because he believes, as many of the Democrats believe, that the bill is a good deal. So it was a very majestic moment for the Senate. Democrats talked about Senator Edward Kennedy, who died this year of brain cancer, about how they invoked his memory. Robert Byrd, who's a Democrat from West Virginia, as he cast his vote, said, "This is for my friend Ted Kennedy," and he voted for the bill. And many members talked about that they can hear the voice of Ted Kennedy. Senator Reid talked about booming in their ears. And so the health care legislation was a definite, very top priority for Senator Kennedy. And so I think this day a lot of people were talking about him. His widow was here. She talked about when she heard Senator Byrd mention her late husband's name, brought tears to her eyes. The galleries were full of observers. Senator Biden, I beg your pardon, Vice President Joe Biden, was there in the chair overseeing the Senate. He was formerly a senator. And so it was a very dramatic moment. It went past pretty quickly by about 7:15, 7:20. The vote was done. There were a lot of handshakes on the floor. But I think it's certainly a day that will go down in history of the Senate.
Now that the bill is passed, what's next?
House and Senate Democratic leaders have to resolve differences between those two bills. Typically, there's a formal conference committee that does this, but time is of the essence here. There had been hopes earlier in the week that maybe a bill could be sent to the president's desk by the State of the Union, which is typically the end of January or possibly early February. That seems in doubt now. I think members are tired, staff's tired. Senator Baucus, Max Baucus, who's head of the Finance Committee, just told several reporters that there'll be calls next week back and forth with members. But I think you can expect staff negotiations to begin in earnest probably early in January, the 4th, on that Monday when the holidays are behind us. And I think members will continue to negotiate, and they will try to move a package as fast as possible. But we have to see whether it's a full conference or most of this negotiation is done at the leadership level between the House and Senate.
What are some of the key differences between the House and Senate versions of health care?
There are a lot of major differences here. Financing, for one. For example, in the Senate bill, they would increase the Medicare payroll tax on high wage earners. They would place a tax on some of the highest cost health insurance plans. In the House, they would put an excise tax on individuals who make over $500,000 a year and couples who make over $1 million a year. So that is a significant difference. On abortion, the chambers take different approaches. In the Senate, a state legislature, as they can in current law, could pass a law saying we will not allow abortion services to be covered in the exchange. And if abortion services were covered in an exchange plan, the beneficiary of that policy would have to write two separate checks, one for the health insurance policy and one for the abortion coverage. In the House, the language is more onerous. It would not allow health insurance plans in the exchanges to cover abortion services or allow the public plan option to cover abortion services. Now, moving to the public plan, that's a key difference between the chambers. The Senate does not have a public plan. Instead, they would have the Office of Personnel Management, known as OPM. They oversee health insurance benefits for the members of Congress and federal employees. They would negotiate national plans to be offered in the exchanges. There is a public plan, government-run public plan, in the House bill. That's going to be a key dividing line between the chambers.
You've mentioned that there will be a House-Senate conference. When might those discussions produce a bill?
It's unclear. unclear at this point because a lot will depend on where they can find common ground. Of course, there's been discussions ongoing. Everyone knows the differences between the two bills. And so it depends, I think, how quickly they want to strike a deal. John Dingell, Democrat of Michigan, head of the Energy and Commerce Committee for years, he's the dean of the House Democrats, was on the Senate side this morning. After the vote, he was saying that he predicted his folks would come together. People know this is a critical moment, Democrats in the House, and that they will resolve their differences. The conventional wisdom now is that the House bill, many of the House elements will have to go by the wayside because they won't fly in the Senate. For example, the public plan, not popular in the Senate by enough members to have it pass. The tax on the higher wage folks, that is not popular in the House. And so a lot of it, if House members decide that they will swallow hard and move this bill along, things could happen quickly. But I think you can expect House members to want to weigh in, exercise their prerogative, and do everything they can to have that final package resemble a lot of what they've pushed for in their chamber's bills.
Thanks for the update, Mary Agnes. I'm Simone Vizzolo, and this has been Health on the Hill.